all lust is vile. And one of the worst things people do is they look at this and they say, well, at least I'm not doing that. And they think, well, you know, I'm not a homosexual. I just like to look at pretty girls. I like to think about them. Maybe when I go to the bathroom. You know, that's just as vile. That's just as unacceptable. I mean, obviously, there are degrees of vileness, you know, no doubt. I mean, you have to go pretty perverted to start, if you're a man, to start liking other men. And for a woman, you have to agree to yourself to be fairly perverse to start, you know. And in some people, it just isn't in them to do it. In other people, it is in them. You know, I don't think that it's something that people choose. I think it's something, well, I mean, it is a choice, but it's something that you're either able to choose or able not to choose. I couldn't choose it. Not that. God, I could be given over to that spirit. In the course of my life, I never was. But still, I think it should not be ignored that God, when I just said that, I could be given up to it. God could give me up to that sin, that I could become a homosexual. So how could God do that? Well, he does do it. That's what it said in verse 26. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. God gives people to it. You know how people become homosexual? Because God gives them up to it. He yields them up to it. He gives it to them. Why? Because man worships and serves the creature. Even the individual, the person who it is, not necessarily even their fault. But that is the world they live in. See, when people do wickedness, the innocent suffer. But like I said, no one really is innocent because they love what they do. It's like when I sinned, I loved what I did somewhat. I mean, you know, some things I didn't love so much and I grew to hate it. Especially if you're trying to serve God at the same time while you're living in sin. It's painful. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Again, here we have God giving people over. What does that mean, he gives people over? I mean, does that mean he makes them do it? No, no, no. What it means is he could stop them. He could interfere and stop people from doing things that they do. He could send wisdom into their hearts. He could send knowledge. He could send a prophet, and then he could give it to them that they would hearken to the prophet. But sometimes he doesn't do that. I think about me, it's like I did all this stuff. But he changed my mind and turned my mind to the point where I would say, I will not live like this. God, how can I be free from these things? And I didn't even believe it was possible until it was showed to me. By the gospel, by the preaching of the gospel. This is what righteousness is. If you don't do it, your sin remains. That was the message I received. A reprobate mind. Reprobate is it comes from the word in Greek that means, you know, that has the word law in there. It's like a lawless mind. Mind without, you know, that can't be ruled. You know, without the, you know. So, you know, fornication is, that means sex outside of marriage. for a long time. I didn't know what that meant, so I thought, I gotta say that. Wickedness, you know, all these things. Some of them have kind of interesting little meanings. Maybe I'll dip into that little, like, whisperers, a secret calumniator. You know, someone who's talking behind people's backs. Oh, do you know about? My notes have faded in my Bible. An indecency. I have to fix that sometime. Anyways. Murder, debate. You know, you're right. Okay, what's wrong with debate? You know, there's a lot of sense in this. You know, the scripture says, let us be not contentious, right? But also says, let us earnestly contend for the faith. Okay, fornication, sex outside of marriage, wickedness is a punaria, you know, depravity. Covetousness. Covetousness is when you want things, you know, greedy, wants things. Not just greed, but in the sense like, oh, I want that. You know, you go to the store, you see the things you want, and you feel like, I need that. I want that. It's covetousness. In every case, well, you know what? To some degree it is. I think about Jesus Christ. I have no, you know, the fox has their holes, the earth has their, you know, he walked around the earth. I mean, that is the mark. When I die, I don't want to be thinking about, well, where's my TV? Where's my DVDs? I don't want to be thinking about that. So the degree to which you can mentally separate yourself from the things that you think you need, the better off you are. Maliciousness. That's pretty self-explanatory. Malicious is a good translation of that word. Full of envy, murder, debate. You know, there's a degree to which debate is, you know, is it wrong to debate? You know, well, no, but it's like endless debate.